unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Friday, August 17th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, also known as NICE, the UK agency that decides the cost-effectiveness of therapies for inclusion in the public health system of England and Wales, is recommending against Spinraza being offered to treat people with spinal muscular atrophy. This stance, released as a draft guidance by a NICE committee, was met with disappointment by SMA groups across the UK, which have supported Spinraza being open to all SMA patients at low or no cost under the subsidized national health system. Some groups, including Treat SMA, reacted with outrage, calling August 14th, quote, a black day for more than 1,000 people affected by spinal muscular atrophy in our country. Approved for use in patients with SMA types 1 through 4 across the European Union in June 2017 and in the US in December 2016, Spinraza will still be available to UK patients with funding agreements already in place for as long as they last, NICE said. This likely includes those being treated under the current NHS Biogen Expanded Access Program until the patient/family and the NHS treating physician decide to stop, the SMA Trust reported on its website. NICE noted the considerable benefit of the Biogen therapy, even as it rejected covering it. Statement reads as follows. The clinical trial evidence shows that nusinersen improves a range of outcomes that are important to patients with SMA, a rare neurological disease with an unmet need for effective treatment. However, it continues, there is no long-term evidence, so the long-term benefits are highly uncertain. That said, the treatment's price appears to have been the ultimate decider. At an estimated £450,000, about $572,000, for a first year of treatment, and £225,000, about $286,000, for subsequent years, the NICE report states the cost of nusinersen is too high for it to be considered a cost-effective use of NHS resources. Because of this, nusinersen is not recommended. Biogen is offering to create a managed access program for UK patients wanting Spinraza, NICE noted, but it cautioned that such a program, if established, would require further negotiations between NICE and other stakeholders, like patients, caregivers, and physicians, and must include a fresh evaluation of cost-effectiveness or the treatment's price in light of proven benefits. Public comment on the decision is being accepted through September 5th and can be submitted directly to NICE. A second appraisal committee meeting is set for October 23rd, possibly in advance of NICE's original decision date of November 21st. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, August 14th,